Hello. Hello. The chalice lighting words are from the Wisdom Path Tapestry of Faith program for adults. We light this chalice in acknowledgement of reaching a destination and the threshold of new beginnings together. We light this chalice for the places we have been and for those we have yet to go. We light this chalice in gratitude for our lives and our time together, that our lives may be better for it. We have yet to find out if fire is allowed in this room. So we have electric fire for tonight anyway. From our separate lives, from different congregations, we have come. From distinct joys and private sorrows, we have come. From unique insights and personal convictions, we have come. We have come and we are here to make a common life at this crossroads of our paths, to expand our joys and share the burdens of our sorrows, to deepen our insights and announce our convictions. We are here, and we have come to weave the threads of our lives into the whole cloth of this intentional community. In this time together, we celebrate the weaving we create. Welcome to this opening celebration of SI 2014. I'm Rod Thompson. I'm your evening Vespers leader. Welcome to Summer Institute 2014. Welcome to Oberlin College. Let the banner parade begin. Thank you.
Stand up and take a bow. Take a bow.
I don't know about you, but that is one heck of an improvised orchestra for about 15 minutes practice. Hal, I got to say, I'm really happy to see all you people here. And I thought the day, aside from a minor sporting event that went the wrong way, it's been a pretty good day. So, and it's even better seeing all you guys here. So. We're all new this year. It's a new place to explore, a new beginning for all of us. So take time to explore the place, make it our new home. Okay. I want to take a minute. We are using the facilities of First UCC Church in Oberlin. Very graciously allowed us to occupy their church for a week. Let's take good care of it, please. Likewise, our hosts at Oberlin College are bending over backwards to make us comfortable. Of course, there are going to be glitches, but we ask your patience with the folks who are serving you, patience for the folks who are planning this week for you, and patience with yourselves as we find our way around here. It's not a big place. We're concentrated in the north part of the campus. It's nice and flat. It's nice and close. And I hear it's not supposed to be quite so nice and hot this week. So that, for that, we are grateful. I want to make a number of introductions to you. First off, I need to tell you that registration will reopen this evening at Perlick Commons in the Science Center from 8 till 9 o'clock. I want to introduce people on the committee who I would encourage you to go directly to if you have something that you need to talk with them about. Andy Franz. Andy is in charge of our youth program. If you have things that you need to talk with about the youth program or concerns about them, talk to Andy. Talk to one of the youth panel. I'd ask the youth panel to stand up if they are here. Oh, they're okay. You can't see them. There, you see that guy back there. He has a hard time hiding. Okay. Scott Pifo. Yeah. Scott is the point person for facilities. If you're locked out of a place, if your facility is not suitable, if there's some issue with facilities, Scott will interface with Oberlin. Scott is on duty 7 a.m. until midnight. If you are locked out of your room after that time, call security. Okay. With that in mind, if you are in a dorm where you need a pass card to get into your room, I suggest you take that pass card with you to the bathroom. I would hate to have you have to get up in the middle of the night to attend to nature and come back and be locked out. So I encourage you to do that, please. Liz Bright. Where is Liz? Liz is the person who is organizing morning seminars. So if you have a question about morning seminars, she's the person to talk to. Allison Fagan, also hiding in the back. Allison is doing afternoon seminars and workshops. Chris Thomas, in the front. Children's programs. Melissa Jeter. Where is Melissa? Melissa is assisting Cliff Adams with technology. And if you have If you have announcements, if you have things to go on social media, if you have things to go on the screen behind me, please see Melissa. Amber Scott is not here yet. Oh, she is. Okay. Amber is our point person for the young adult program. So if you have questions about that, also is the young adult panel handy? I'd like to have those people stand up if you are here. Connor, Becky, Chrissy, Andy, Jeff, thank you for the work that you're doing. Ken Kuhm, I don't believe, is here yet. Ken has served on the committee 6 years. So he's attending to a family issue this evening. But that kind of work deserves recognition when he gets back here. Please give him a pat on the back. He's our worker bee. He is always working for us and always trying to make the experience better for all of us. Okay, we have two community chaplains, Lynn Kerr, right here. George Buchanan, right over there. Okay. Their phone numbers should be in the announcements. It will be also be in the newsletter. They're at your disposal. So, thank you. George, 24/7. Okay, and you'll deal with the lockouts too. Okay, get her number. Okay, Kim Murphy, golf carts. There she is. Okay. It's my expectation that with the small size that we have, we won't have quite as much need for golf carts, but we have them, so use them, please, especially if you have if you have an issue that they would help you with. John Murphy. John is our volunteer coordinator. All of us are expected to do a two-hour volunteer task. That's how we keep this place running. So John coordinates that. If you have a task that you need to have done, talk to John. If you have a task that you want to switch with somebody else, talk with John. Dave McFarland is our morning worship leader. Thank you. Rod Thompson, our opening and closing and evening vespers leader. Okay, my agenda. Okay, on with the announcements. We are going to be having a meeting for workshop leaders. Anybody who is using a space or a facility at Oberlin, immediately after this meeting in the fellowship hall, also in this building, we would like to meet with you briefly. If you are leading a morning workshop or an afternoon workshop, anything using a facility. No. That's not my shtick. I'm sorry. And I could... No. Somehow I think it might get lost in the translation. And plus, poor Alex Mitchell is right in the spit zone. It really wouldn't be fair. The planning committee is hosting an information table in a corner of Perlick Lounge, a Perlick Commons, right next to registration. If you have questions, if you have issues, please come see us. We will be staffing that table until tomorrow at dinner time, I believe. So we're going to be sitting there waiting to talk to somebody, so don't ignore us, please. We have safety concerns that we need to address. The street out here is Ohio Route 511. There's another main route coming north-south. 511 goes east-west. There's another main route. I can't see the number right now. Okay. Anyway, this intersection is a very busy intersection out here. Art Space is diagonally opposite this church across that intersection. If young people are going to Art Space, please escort them through that intersection. Also, Ohio Route 511 runs between the pub and the dormitories. I think enough said about that. Okay. Also, I would remind you, if you are a motorist, pedestrians have right of way. Okay. Let's see. I addressed the keys. Your key and your pass card came in a small manila envelope. It would be very helpful to Oberlin if you would keep that envelope and turn your keys and your pass card back into them in that envelope. Okay, so please keep that handy. I would point out that those of us with blue on the name tags are first-time SIers. We are all first-time at Oberlin, but these folks have yet to experience an SI. Make it a memorable one for them, please, and for the right reasons. Okay, parking. Parking is a bit of an issue. We have a nice parking lot out here. Tomorrow morning, the folks who feed us are going to want to use spaces in this parking lot. Therefore, we need to move cars out of that lot. There is also a lot up by the football field where there's a lot of construction going on. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want my car in a construction zone on Monday morning. Okay, there's all sorts of heavy equipment, construction workers, who knows what could happen. Please, if you have a car parked up in the construction area, that has to be moved immediately. Cars out here, please get them moved this evening. We need plenty of space for the food service workers and other folks to park because we like to eat, right? So, okay, the places that you can park, there's a parking lot that's quite empty north of the apartments. That's off North Professor Street, north of Union. There is Langston Elementary School. If you go out this parking lot directly to the east, you'll get to Langston Elementary. And finally, there is a parking lot at the corner of Hollywood and West Lorraine, just west of the hospital. And there is a hospital on campus, not that we're planning to avail ourselves of it, but there is one. Speaking of which, I want to introduce the medics. Tommy Krasick, where is he? Linda Kinsey. Is she here? And Paul DeFranco in the back. Or as he is sometimes known as, my Siamese twin at Summer Institute. Okay. I think I have covered, one last thing. We all have wristbands. They are color-coded for age. There are a number of safety reasons why we would like to have these, but primarily they deal with changes in the youth program, knowing which youth are allowed to be in the youth dorm at certain hours, other issues related. We ask, unless you have a medical reason not to wear your wristband on your wrist, that you please do so. Similarly, folks in the RE program are wearing these colorful bandanas. These are good people for your kids to talk to. If you see somebody with this bandana, they've been cleared. A number of us have been cleared, but the folks in the RE program are wearing these bandanas, so you can recognize them. I think that's all I have, unless somebody in the committee has something. The two cars are up in the construction zone, as I understand. That's where they need to be moved from. Do we have license plates on those cars? Stand up and holler it out, if you would, Scott.
There's a red Mazda 3 and a silver Honda Civic there.
Red Mazda 3.
Silver Honda Civic.
Arrived last night.
Parking permits 24 and 25.
Parking permits 24 and 25. Oh, that's, thank you for reminding me. You have a yellow parking permit when you park here. Please display that. And it's fair game to park in student or staff parking, just not the staff parking that's out here. Okay. Yes, those cars, those two cars that I mentioned are in a construction lot. They will be towed if they're not moved. So we're serious about that one. Thank you very much. Welcome to Summer Institute.
How much love is in the room right now. And love grows right now when I smile with you. Our hearts expand in the light of this room. These eyes are widening eyes. This voice defines the cries of my soul. My heart is truly beginning to bloom. Can you feel it? My heart is truly beginning to bloom. Can you feel it?
These eyes are widening eyes, and I know this voice defines.
we probably should have just gone ahead and stopped right then. But my contract says I'm supposed to do closing words. From our separate lives, from different congregations, we are here. From distinct joys and private sorrows, we are here. From unique insights and personal convictions, we are here. For this week, we still have our unique lives and paths, but we are now an intentional community. May you be blessed, and may you be a blessing to each other. So be it. Blessed be, and amen. And we do have that song to take us out with that we started with, The Saints Again. Youth and their parents are supposed to stay here for their meeting. The rest of us oldsters can leave. Whoops. Hang on. Another announcement is coming.
We actually have two more announcements. The parent youth sponsor meeting is right here, right now. So if you have a youth in the program, please stay here for that meeting. Also, there are dorm parties tonight at 9 o'clock. Look for announcements at your dorm.
You want to tell them to all come down here, all the youth and family?
Okay, everyone for the youth meeting, please come down off of the balcony and into the main part of the sanctuary. Blue pen up here, did I?
It fell down. It hit. I heard it hit. I couldn't see it, but I heard it.